Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Discover a healthcare team that's always here for you at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
What on earth are you playing at? The words of the Tory MP and European Research Group Chair in Westminster, Marc Francois, who has criticised Kemi Badenoch for what he described as a massive climb down over the EU law bill. In a moment, I'll speak to George Parker, political editor with the Financial Times. First, though, the Speaker of the House, Sir Lindsay Hoyle, has rebuked the Business Secretary, Kemi Badenoch, over announcing these changes via the media. Here's her apology to the House in the past hour.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'm very sorry that the sequencing that we chose was not to your satisfaction. I was...
Order. That is totally not acceptable. Not... Who do you think you're speaking to, Secretary of State? I think we need to understand each other. I am the defender of this House and these benches on both sides. I am not going to be spoken to by a Secretary of State who is absolutely not accepting my ruling. Take it with good grace and accept it that members should hear it first, not a WMS or what you decide. These members have been elected by their constituents and they have the right to hear it first. And it is time this government recognised we're all elected, we're all members of Parliament, and use the correct manners, Secretary of State.
Ructions. George Parker is with us, as I said. So, George, Brexit is back. What's going on?
Well, we had a statement in the Commons that you just heard there from Kemi Badenoch, but stand to be furious that he had read all about this new government U-turn on this policy in the Daily Telegraph this morning and indeed other newspapers as well. And there was genuine anger, I think, on the procedural front of why she hadn't announced this first to Parliament. But also, as you heard and you mentioned in your introduction there, also a lot of anger amongst Conservative Brexiteers over what this intended to be a bonfire of Brussels laws has turned into a bit of a damp squib.
Mm-hmm. And so why did she take this decision? I see that she was very, very keen to say this has nothing to do with the Prime Minister. This rests with me.
I mean, look, Minister Rishi Sunak, last year, you may vaguely recall, stood for the ship in the summer against Liz Truss, and in the course of which there was a bidding war to be the most Eurosceptic candidate. And Rishi Sunak, produced a video of himself, someone shredding tons and tons of EU regulation and putting into a shredding machine. And of course, that's not now happened. Because, frankly, it was just an impossible task. The idea was that at the end of the year, civil servants would have to go through 1,800 regulations, more were being discovered by the day, and either review them or scrap them. And it was a vast, vast project. And there was danger that some laws would be scrapped by mistake. Business was furious. Charity, trade unions. It was the most ludicrous piece of legislation originally devised by Jacob Rees-Mogg, I should say. Kemi Badenoch has had to conduct this screeching U-turn in the House of Commons.
Mm-hmm. So something else that is causing raised eyebrows is the US President Joe Biden's comments about his trip to Ireland. He's saying he came here to ensure the Brits didn't screw around. Now, what are people saying? Because we remember back to that time when I know certain publications, daily newspapers, were very offended by how he treated the British government during his visit. His dealings with Rishi Sunak were extremely brief, and then he had days on end here with very many public engagements. So what are people saying about this, George?
Well, I think there's quite a lot of irritation towards Joe Biden in London about the way he handled that trip. I remember one person saying to me, oh, Joe Biden just basically wants to go on holiday to Ireland. But obviously a view in London that this was about his re-election prospects and courting the Irish vote in America. But, you know, the people in London won't look at this very, very favourably, the idea that he had to come over to Ireland to stop the British looking around with the Northern Ireland Protocol. Frustration in Washington as well. So people will raise their eyebrows for sure, but they understand politics in London, and we're asking the British Prime Minister, Rishi Sunak, to go to Washington to see Joe Biden next month. So I'm sure, you know, the old alliance has gone through sort of stormier waters than this.
George, thank you very much for joining us, and apologies. George's line wasn't the best there, but I think we got a sense of what he was saying. In the headlines, as I was saying earlier, the inflation rate has fallen to 7.2% in the 12 months to April, down from 7.7%, its lowest level in a year. But this is the really important bit. Food inflation in the same period was 13.1%. So that is why we have such an outcry over the prices that we're paying in our supermarkets and our retail outlets. That's it for today. Thank you for listening. You can catch up on anything you might have missed on this morning's show on the RT Radio app. A very big thank you to the team as always. Today's programme was produced by Deirdre Lyne, researched by Emma Cawley. Our broadcast coordinator was Amandine Paso-Devine. On sound was Liam Mullen. Dervil MacDonald will be in the seat here tomorrow. I'll be back with you next week. Now, though, it's over to Louise.